Let's return now to our listeners' election project, where you tell us what you think politicians should be focusing on ahead of polling day. Today we heard from a man who says there's a large group of the electorate who are being completely ignored. Our political correspondent Chris Mason is here.
Yes, Mark, one thing I really wanted to do with the listeners' election series was to hunt down a cosy consensus or two and see them taken on. So if you think the musty whiff of stale agreement is in the air on something and you passionately disagree, send me your story via the Radio 4 website. For today's story, we head to East Anglia.
My name's Anthony and welcome to rural Suffolk. We're at Needham Market Station and we have within the station six no smoking signs, yet we're able to point out a whole series of butt ends, all of which show that following the smoking ban, you have a law which cannot be enforced in certain situations. That's a bad law. And it's symptomatic of what's been happening with smokers, that as more laws are passed to push smokers to the edges of society, the less respectful they are of the law and the lawmakers. We're coming up to a parliamentary election, and it's the people in Parliament who pass the laws. I quite enjoy smoking. We know the risks, we know how much it costs, we know how antisocial it is, thank you very much, but would you please just leave us in peace to smoke a cigarette? When I got married many years ago now, I promised my wife I wouldn't smoke inside. I don't smoke in front of children. Even before there was a ban on smoking in restaurants, I wouldn't light a cigarette. That's a matter of simple courtesy. But then if I'm going to be courteous to other people ought to be courteous to me. Now, certainly the government should educate people of the possible ill effects of smoking. But when it stretches to coercion, then I think it's gone a little bit too far. Well, I think we'll pop into this rather nice local hostelry and see what the wonderful atmosphere is like now that you can't smoke inside any longer. I think smoking is an electoral issue for people like me. When you have politicians who beat smokers on the head, but they're still happy to collect quite large taxes from us. And I was surprised in this recent debate over plain packaging how few politicians gave any consideration to the 20% of the adult population in this country that still smoke. There are certain politicians who are well known to be smokers. People say, well, oh, you're talking about Mr. Farage. Well, some people might be attracted to vote for his party because they see a person that they can relate to who's like them, exiled outside the pub, and just wants to be left in peace. That doesn't necessarily make him an attractive person. It doesn't necessarily make his party an attractive party to vote for, but it's something that smokers will be conscious of in this forthcoming election. That might affect the way I vote. I'm going out for a fix, so don't mind me while I puff away, will you?
The case for smoking there. And next week we head to Bristol and hear from the neighbours who persuaded the council to close their street to traffic so their children could play out in safety.
Thanks, Chris.